Well, frankly speaking, President Zuma has been very disappointing because he has given too many excuses why Robert Mugabe should not be called upon to account for reneging on the agreement. And really, we feel that he lacks the depth to be able to deal with Mugabe's political chicanery. And I think he simply completes the Pan-Africanist conspiracy that was started by Thabo Mbeki. And I don't think he's going to move Mugabe much.
Some people were very optimistic that probably he could push President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF to be more conciliatory with the MDC in the coalition government to end the crisis. You don't think that was successful?
Exactly. Because if you read in between the lines his conversations in Europe, he talks about the issue of sanctions. He amplifies this myth about sanctions. He talks about parking issues that are contentious. And in his vocabulary, you don't hear anything about the violation of human rights. You don't hear anything about Mugabe's, you know, obligation towards freeing the media. All the other issues that seem to be causing, you know, a headache for the people of Zimbabwe, you know, originating from ZANU-PF. He chooses to stay away from that and instead focus on the aspect of MDC being conciliatory. And we are saying this is exactly what we have been expecting not to do.
What do you think President Zuma should have done to make Zimbabweans understand that he is willing and he has made the effort to resolve the crisis?
Well, as a respectable mediator, we expected him to, first of all, name, isolate those issues that are affecting everybody on the negotiating table. In other words, when these, you know, so-called, you know, contentious issues are being mentioned, we want to hear him talk about the side of ZANU-PF and the side of MDC. Now, unfortunately, once he starts focusing only on the issue,
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Once he starts only harping about the issue of sanctions, then we have this strange feeling that he's only seeing the hymn sheet of Robert Mugabe. So the mere fact that he has not mentioned Mugabe by name or ZANU-PF by name, that to us is a sign of weakness on his part.
So you mean President Zuma did not show a sign of strength as a mediator to ensure that he bring both sides together to work their differences to resolve the problems in the government?
Absolutely. You know, we want him to be firm with both parties. Now we know that the issue of sanctions, even if it is you know, a so-called contentious issue, it's beyond MDC's control. Now we also know that you know, the other aspects of the agreement that relate to freeing the media, you know, the violation of human rights and so forth, are only associated with ZANU-PF with Mugabe. Now he hasn't mentioned that. So our feeling is that he's not been firm enough on Robert Mugabe. And this is what makes us feel that perhaps, you know, he's not going to make our day today.
What do you think is the best way forward? Because there are visible cracks in the coalition government and nobody knows when the next round of elections will proceed because the MDC has called for a snap election. President Mugabe has said that until certain things are done, the elections cannot go on. There is a stalemate. What is the best way forward?
Fantastic. The issue really is about elections. But we seem to agree, most progressive forces agree in Zimbabwe that under the current conditions, because Mugabe said something to the effect that even if the constitutional process is complete or incomplete, elections will go on. But then the caveat is that unless the electoral playing field has been leveled, the freedom of association, you know, the criminal codification, and all the other elements that have been impediments to the people of Zimbabwe expressing themselves freely in the ballot box, the talk of elections is just another myth. So what we need now is to ensure that either the constitutional reform process is complete or the electoral field is leveled. Then perhaps we, the people of Zimbabwe, can be able then to advise MDC to go into elections. Otherwise, talking about the elections under the current conditions, really, it's not going to be add any value to our political lives.
As a Zimbabwean, what has been the talk on the ground about how ordinary Zimbabweans feel about President Zuma's visit and the likely impact on the coalition government?
The situation on the ground is expressed in basic terms. First of all, we feel that Zuma is not going to achieve anything because he doesn't have the depth and the moral, you know, authority to deal with Mugabe. Secondly, we want the constitutional process to complete. We are not in a hurry for elections under this kind of conditions. It is easier for the electoral process to limp ahead, and the possibility of the unity government, you know, collapsing. We seem to agree as the citizens that that is not going to be possible because MDC does not have Plan B. You know, they don't have the ability to stay out of government and influence processes from outside. So it is important that they remain in there and limp along until we have a completely new constitutional and an electoral representation. Then thereafter, we seem to agree that we can start going to contest Mugabe on a fair level.